So very, very extremely happy to see all old friends and guests. Welcome to our famous Sunday feast program and initiation ceremony. So today we are conducting very important ceremony called initiation ceremony. Initiation means to initiate something. In this case, initiating spiritual life. Janmana jayate sudra sanskarat bhavet vija. By birth, living entities, especially human beings, are born sudras, are low born, but by imparting sanskar, culture, one can become cultured. We can train them. So it's a very important thing to understand. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now that we have attained human form of life, we must inquire about who am I, who is the God, what is the life about, how one can become peaceful, blissful, happy under all circumstances. Spiritual inquiry. Cats and dogs cannot inquire about these questions. They have set program they go through. But we can, as a human being, we can get rid of all distresses once for all. Atyantik dukha nivrutti. And we should inquire why I am suffering. Why am I going through birth, death, old age and disease? What does scripture says about ending this suffering? So that is jigyasa. That is inquiry we should be doing. So we have fixed, whoever is in this room, we have fixed that there is a God. He has abode Golok Vrindavan, Krishna. God is Krishna. His name is pure. Hallowed be thy name. My Father is in heaven and hallowed be thy name. God is in heaven, Golok Vrindavan. And His holy name is the only thing to be had. So, initiation means initiating this inquiry and to practice. And while practicing, we become happy, peaceful, blissful. If we are not becoming happy, blissful, then you are not practicing this process of Krishna consciousness. Imagination. I am practicing, but I am suffering. The first business of pure devotional service is to get rid of our distresses. That's the first out of six. Kleshagni, klesha, adidevik, adibhautik, adiatmik, klesha, distresses. So, one who practices devotional service, he gets rid of all these distresses. And if you are not blissful, that means you haven't started the process. Kleshagni, then Subhada. This process brings all auspiciousness in our life. If it is not bringing, then you haven't begun the practice of Krishna consciousness. It brings all auspiciousness. Klesagni Subhada Moksh Lagita Krutam, etc. So we have to get rid of these distresses once for all. That is human life. We create our own distresses. Why? Because we are in ignorance. If we are in distress, that means you don't know. You are ignorant. You don't have intelligence. Anybody who is distressful means he has no brain. One has to get rid of all these distresses once for all. We have seen devotees and Panchatattva and Prabhupada and so many devotees. Here there are so many examples in this temple who are ever blissful. That's a pure devotion. The first business of pure devotion to Krishna is that it makes you it gets rid of your all distresses. Klesagni. Subhadayana, he brings auspiciousness. So this is what we want, bliss. So how we can have a bliss? We have to approach blissful and hear from him. Krishna is first, number one, blissful. And then his representative, like Srila Prabhupada, ever blissful. Not that distresses will not come to pure devotees or devotees. Distresses will come. Because we are in material world. But a devotee knows that this is a cloud will dissipate pretty soon. It minimizes for a devotee and it maximizes for non-devotees. So we have to approach Krishna to derive that bliss from him. He is Sachidanand. His total bliss. By associating with Krishna, we can derive that bliss and become blissful. So there is a science. There is a science, whole science we have to learn from Krishna. So, Krishna, he can impart all this knowledge to you through his representative. He spoke in scriptures absolute knowledge. Textbook. Scriptures are textbooks. But then you need a teacher to understand what is written in the text. So teacher means guru. Guru is a teacher. So a guru, teacher, has to have some qualification. And that qualification first and foremost is that he must be in parampara, in a disciplic succession from Krishna. That is the first qualification. Second qualification, that he must follow his guru, previous acharyas, he must follow. Third is that he must be self-controlled. He should be totally self-controlled. Fourth is that he should have perfect knowledge taught by his previous acharyas and Krishna. He should have perfect knowledge of scriptures. And on that strength of that knowledge, he should be able to convince general populace about Krishna consciousness. He should be able to convince. He should be Goswami. He should be controlling his senses, mind, intelligence. He should be Goswami, not Godas. He should be self-control. He should be pure devotee. Some places, it can be second-class devotees, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari. So there are so many qualifications for a guru. He should not be a cheater. He should be totally trustworthy in every respect. He should not be wanting, I want, I want. He should be giving. Vaishnava by nature, they expect, keeps minimum and gives out maximum. Especially he should be benevolent and he should be thoroughly working for society at large, to make society very peaceful, blissful, happy. He should be dedicated. So, these are the qualifications of a guru. And there is a whole list. But these are the main ones. And disciple qualification are not many. Only three mentioned by Krishna. That's good enough. And that is tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darsina. So, three qualifications. He should be surrendering to the process, to Krishna, to Guru, scriptures. He should be surrendering. Without surrendering, if somebody is arrogant, you can't impart knowledge and you can't make him behave. So first duty of a disciple is to surrender. That's why people, they don't tend to take diksha. They don't want to surrender. They want to remain as a god. I am a god. False ego. So much fat ego. Ishwaroham aham bhogi. Siddhoham balavan sukhi. I am very powerful. I don't need to surrender to anybody. So the first qualification of a disciple is to surrender to Krishna, God, to Guru, who is totally Krishna conscious, and to the process, how he can attain topmost goal of life, which is Krishna Prem, to attain pure love of Krishna, pure love of God. That is the goal. Goal is how I can become pure lover of God, Krishna. That's a goal. So, in order to love Krishna, you cannot love somebody unless you are surrender. And surrender means six kind of surrender is there. Anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjanam, raksaititi vishvasho, goprutve varnam tatha, atmanikshep kalpanye, sadavida saranagati. Anukulena sankalpa, whatever is favorable to Krishna, God, we should accept that immediately. That is saranagati. That is surrender. Whatever is not favorable to Krishna consciousness, we should reject and give it up immediately. Smoking and drinking, meat eating, illicit sex, gambling, all these are not favorable. Whatever is favorable, we should accept. That is surrender. Whatever is not favorable, we should reject immediately. Stop. That is surrender. Anukulena sankalpa pratikulena varjanam raksaititi vishvasho. The other surrender is, third surrender is, that Krishna will protect me under all circumstances. People are depending on insurance. What will happen to my body? What will happen to my bank balance, house? What will happen to me? Who will take care of me? Nonsense. Krishna is going to take care of you. Krishna will. And he is anyway. What your husband can do if you are in a hospital suffering from some disease, cancer, what your husband or wife can do? Or even doctor can do. Not enough faith in Krishna. So we should be depending on Krishna. Anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjanam, raksaititi vishvasho. He will protect me under all circumstances. Goprute varnam tatha. That he is my provider. He will provide. Krishna will provide me. And he is providing anyway. You cannot manufacture wheat and rice in a factory. It is Krishna who is providing. You cannot manufacture oxygen and hydrogen in a factory. Krishna is providing. So we should have firm conviction that Krishna will provide me bread and butter and money and whatever I need. He will provide. And if he doesn't provide, it's my karma. There is a karma involved. So many lives together we have done so much which can come in the way for Krishna to provide. Then we have to take it positively. Klesagni. Krishna is benevolent. Anukulen sankal pratikulen varjanam raksaiti vishwa. Goprute varnam tad atma nikshepa. Kalpanya. That we should surrender ourselves. Mind, intelligence, body, words, everything we should surrender to Krishna. Atma nikshepa. Whatever we have, we should consign to Krishna. That doesn't mean Krishna will run away with your money. Krishna will provide more than what we can expect. Atmanikshep. We should surrender. Kalpanya. And we should practice utmost humility. Kalpanya. One should be humble, like Jesus Christ. So much humble. He was crossed, kneeled down by his disciples, or whoever, I don't know quite, but and Jesus Christ said, "My dear Lord Krishna, please forgive him. Forgive them. They are innocent. They don't know what they are doing." Humility. There is a cause of becoming angry, but you don't become angry. That is humility. Humility means taking less, way less than what you deserve. That is what humility means. Trunada pisuni chena tarureva saisna. Amani namana dena. This is humility. Kalpanya sadavida saranagati. This is surrender. So diksha kale shishya kare atma samarpan. Sehi kale krishna tare kare atma sam. Please Buddha. That's okay. So diksha kale shishya kare atma samarpan. That disciples should surrender. Samarpan, atma samarpan. Sisi pancha tattva ki. So, disciples has to surrender. Pranipat, praripashna, and positive inquiry, or submissive inquiry. Inquiry should be there. Who am I? Kene amar jarita patrai? Iha nahi janiyami ke mane aita hai? This is inquiry from Sanatana Goswami to Lord Chaitanya. Ke ami? Who am I? Why am I suffering? When how ultimate good can come to me? How can I get? Ultimately, how can I get total bliss? So this is inquiry. So, pranipatena pariprasnena. We should inquire in submission. And pariprasnena sevaya. We must serve. Serving attitude should be there. People like to take service. Nobody wants to give service. But that will not bring us bliss. If you serve, service brings so much bliss. Just try to serve prasadam today on Sunday feast. It's so much blissful serving. So, only three qualifications. Not many. But they are very important. They must be practiced with lots of care and with total conviction. We should practice pranipat, pariprasna and seva. Tasmat gurum prapadeta sreya jigyasuttamam sabde parichanishnatam Brahmani upashamasrayam. Tasmat gurum prapade. Tad vigyartham sagurum eva abhigachet. One must go to guru to get that spiritual knowledge. Tad vigyartham sagurum eva abhigachet. Abhigachet. One must go. One must approach a guru. Samitpani. Samitpani means in a serving mood, one should go take wood for fire sacrifice to serve Guru. That is what it means. Samidha. This wood is called Samidha. Pani. Sotriyam, Brahmanistam. And Guru has to be Sotriyam and Brahmanista. It should be theoretical scriptures and practical. The Prabhupada was very practical. Very practical. That's why he could preach big way. And he was very theoretical. He wrote Bhagavata. He translated scriptures, theory. He was theoretical and practical also. Practical. So this is the qualification of disciple. So now what is a diksha? So diksha means initiation. Diksha means two things. Diksha tisha prokta desikai tatva kovidai. Diksha means divya jnanam tato dadyat. The first thing diksha means that a guru imparts spiritual knowledge to disciple and keeps imparting, consulting. Not that once give a lecture, finish. So one has to, diksha means one has to get that spiritual knowledge. Divya jnanam. Divya jnanam tato dadyat. Divya means spiritual. Divya jnanam. Spiritual jnan. And divya jnan means three things. Sambandha, abhideya or prayojan. Divya jnan means sambandha. I am a spirit soul, atma. And what is my relationship with Krishna? This sambandha, jnan. Where to acquire. So divya jnana means sambandha abhideya. Sambandha means I am a spirit soul and I am part and parcel of Krishna. And abhideya means because I am part and parcel of Krishna, I must serve him. Because I am part of, hand is part and parcel of this body, hand must serve food to the body. Because I am part and parcel of Krishna, I have to serve Krishna. And that serving process you learn in diksha. So that is sambandha, abhideya. Abhideya means service, seva, serving Krishna, Guru, His devotees. So, abhideya means service, serving. And easiest and topmost service is through mouth and tongue. Sevan mukhe jivado swayam eva spuratyada. Atah Sri Krishna namadi na bhavet grahamendriya. So sevan mukhe, mouth and tongue. The function of mouth and tongue is to vibrate speaking. So what you vibrate with? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the biggest service to Krishna. Vibrating His holy name through mouth and tongue. Easiest and topmost. Very easy and topmost service to Krishna. So that is abhideya. Abhideya means chanting minimum 16 rounds a day of Hare Krishna mantra, 1728 times a day. That is service. Sambandha, abhideya and prayojan. And prayojan is to develop pure love of Krishna in our heart. That is the goal of our life. Prayojan. We have to become lover of God, Krishna. This is the goal of every living entities. And if you want to love someone, then you have to serve. Whomever you serve, you develop love for him. Or he develops love for you. Vice versa. Prabhupada says, if you serve dog, dog will love you. If you serve God, God will love you. And this service is chanting holy name. So today is the Diksha for Holy Name. Of course, Holy Name is not dependent on Diksha, Purucharya. Not dependent. But still it is necessary to connect to a Guru. It connects one to a Guru. So, Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan, and then that is Diksha. Diksha Kale Sishya Kare Atma Samarpan. We have to surrender to the process. So this holy name, chanting, that is service to Krishna. But this service can be spoiled or service can be null and void if we get into aparad or get into offenses against the chanting the holy name. There are 10 offenses against chanting of the holy name. The first and foremost is very important. And sometimes Prabhupada says the 8th one to 7th one is on the strength of chanting one continue to commit sinful activity. So 10 offenses we must avoid. The first offense is to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord who has given up his life for propagating holy name. So, a devotee who has given his life to propagate holy name, definitely holy name will love. Holy name is not just a name, it's a personality, Krishna. Holy name is Krishna, bhinna tva nama namino. Holy name and Krishna is non-different. So a devotee has given his life to propagate Krishna consciousness. Propagate the holy name. The such devotees are dear to holy name. And that's why you offend the devotee, the holy name will take that offense. So we must be careful not to offend any devotee. If you offend Krishna, Krishna will forgive you. But if you offend devotee, Krishna will never forgive you. Haristane aparade, tare harinam, tumastane aparade, nahi paritran. We must be careful not to offend a devotee. So, second offense is to consider names of demigods such as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of Lord Vishnu, Krishna. So all these demigods are helping Krishna to manage material universe. So they are devotees. They are in a way vrittya or serving Krishna. Servant of Krishna. So if you equate yastu narayana devam brahma rudradi daivatam samatve naiva kartavyam sapasham vibhavidvranam. One who thinks that Krishna and demigods are equal, he is pretender, pasandi. So we must be careful not to disrespect demigods. We should respect them. But we should not equate them to Krishna. They are equal to Krishna. One must respect demigods. Third offense is to disobey the instruction of spiritual master or to consider him an ordinary human being. The whole process of initiation is to take instruction from spiritual master, not to consider him as ordinary human being. Fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. So scriptures are absolute truth. We should take it like that. Scriptures and to minimize the importance of chanting the holy name, and to give some interpretation on the holy name of Krishna. Just it is made up, or just to keep you busy, there is a chanting, or just to keep you in mood of goodness, there is chanting. No interpretation. Chanting is for serving Krishna through mouth and tongue, and by service to Krishna, Krishna will love us, and we will love Krishna. That's the idea of chanting, developing our pure love for Krishna. And to commit sinful activity on the strength of chanting holy name of the Lord. I'll eat meat or illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication, and I'll chant Hare Krishna mantra, and I'll get rid of my sinful activity. No, that's not the idea. Like confessing, Christian people, they confess every Sunday, and again they start committing sins. So that's very big offense. You confess, and it is null and void sins, then you don't commit again. So, chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is pious activity that is described in Vedas. So it is not pious activity. It is for developing your love for Krishna, to instruct the faithless person about chanting the holy name, intimate glories of the holy name. We can instruct them to chant, but we don't have to reveal the intimate glories of the holy name. When they advance, we can impart the instructions how glorious the holy name is. And the final offense is to not have a complete faith in matter of chanting the holy name of the Lord, and to maintain material attachment even after hearing so many instructions on this matter. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We should chant Hare Krishna Mantra by meditating the holy dham, Vraj, Vrindavan. We can pray to this holy dham, Seva Kunj, Vansivat, Radha Kund, Shyama Kund, Govardhan, Kalindi, Jamuna. We should pray to the holy dham. How can I have love of God? How can I have love of Krishna? So these ten offenses must be avoided. And out of 10 offenses, I said, first one is very, very serious offense, to offend a devotee. There are 6 offenses we discussed last time I was here. 6 offenses against the Vaishnavas. Hanti, Nindati, Vaidvesti, Vaishnavana, Abhinandati, Krandati Upajayate, Naharsam, Darsane Patanani Sat. To beat up a devotee, to criticize unnecessarily devotee, Anti Nindati Vaidvesti, to blaspheme devotee, Vaishnavana Abhinandati, not to greet a devotee. We should greet devotees with Hare Krishna. Nice Prabhu, you came. I have your audience. I am very, very happy. My day is beautiful today because I see you. So greeting devotee. Not to greet devotee is an offense against devotee. And Anti Ninti Vaidvesti, Vaishnavana Abhinandati Kandati, to become angry at devotees is a Vaishnava Parad. Krandati Jayati Naharsam Darsane. Upon seeing devotee, one does not become jubilant, happy, very happy. That is also Vaishnava Prana. We must be happy to see a devotee. So we must avoid this Vaishnava aparad. So initiation means to begin our spiritual life. That is what initiation means. Initiation means divya jnanam tato dadyat kuryat prapasya sansayam iti dikshati shaprukta desikai tattva ko vidai. To begin spiritual life. So I'll stop here. It is a little longer than what I should be speaking. Anybody has any question? Anybody has anything in mind? Any question? Any question at all? Did I say anything wrong? I must have total silence. Yes?
What are you thinking of? Can you describe it more when you speak about the stress, the negative stress, in the beginning? Stress.
You can tell me what he said.
This is stress.
What about stress?
The stress that you were speaking in the beginning, can you elaborate on that?
Distress. Stress comes from material attachments. You are attached to something and you lost. Then stress develops. And more you entertain this stress, the more it breeds itself. The more it grows. So, material attachment brings us stress. So we have to give up material attachments. Or let it slide. It was will or providence. And whatever. So we have to cool down and just let it go, that incident or anything that happened to you. Suppose you lost a lot of money. So give a time and stress will come down slowly and gradually. By stressing yourself that money is not going to come back immediately. Or your loved one, you are loving somebody and it broke and you have distress, big distress. So let it give a little time and slowly practice Krishna consciousness and chant Hare Krishna, and time will heal, they say. So it will come, but we should not lose our cool. The most of the time we lose our cool and become crazy and senile and whatnot. We should keep our cool. So distress comes from material attachments, and when that material things are lost, then stress is created. So like me or any another sage like him, or so many sages here on the Rhine, there is no stress because they are only attached to Krishna, who is eternal. And is not going to be lost. And Prabhupada and spiritual life. So there is no stress. It is. And world is not going to end for him. The beautiful Golok Vrindavan world, spiritual world is waiting. So there is no distress. Cool. Calm. And happy, peaceful, blissful. That is what distress means. We have to practice spiritual life in order to relieve this pressure of stress. Yes?
The ill stress, the positive stress, is it euphoric, a positive thing, or we should be always balanced?
Positive thinking.
positive thinking, but let me understand a little.
Positive stress, stress. And is it being euphoric, like full of positive emotions, always a good thing, or we should more consider to be bad?
Positive emotions are very good if it is spiritual emotions, but most of the time it is lusty emotions. If it is lusty emotions will finish abruptly, very soon, and then you will become distressful. But spiritual emotion is ever increasing. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purna amrita swadhanam. It's ever increasing, spiritual emotions. And that's why your bliss increases ever. But material emotions, they will finish in due course of time. And it will give you distress.
Thank you.
Any other question? Any other question? Any else?
Hare Krishna. Can you say importance? As we know, Vani is very important for a disciple. Still, how it is about Vapu? A disciple like wants to be close to Guru to get to know him and establish a deeper relationship. Can you?
Yes, in a closer proximity with the Guru, you can become complacent. Familiarity breeds contempt. Oh, he's ordinary man. He's bathing. He's walking. He's seeing. He's ordinary. Personality, just like any another human being. So that is a problem you can run into. But if you have always regard for him, that he is my spiritual guide and he is my authority, his fatherly relationship or on reverence relationship. A guru is a best friend also. He's not just a master, friend and master of devotees. So, we have to be careful in that term. Otherwise, Vani is, yes, important. It's the first number importance. But Vapu means he needs prasad or he needs, whatever for his body maintenance. He needs some grains, bread, butter, clothing. Something like that. He doesn't need more than this. Roti, kapda, makan means food and clothing and shelter. Anything beyond, he doesn't need for the body. He doesn't need medical. He is not dependent on hospitals, doctors. Good, if it is there, it is there. But if it is not there, then Prabhupada made a U-turn from London. From hospital, he just asked Brahmananda Swami to carry him, he carried, like that. But Vapu means simple thing he needs, Guru needs. So Vapu is also good seva, service should be done. That's why Samit, you take wood for spiritual master to perform fire sacrifice or whatever he needs. So that is Vapu Seva, I can cook with him, with it. Vapu, bodily service to his body. Any other question? Yes? Speak loudly until it comes.
It's not working. How do we keep our determination?
How do we keep our relationship? How do we keep? How do we keep our determination? For sadhana. So, best thing is if you keep a close and intimate friend who is advanced in sadhana. And you take very deep interest in Vraj Mandal. We 2 hours a day when we do our sadhana chanting, we must meditate on dhams and how dham can give us blessings, help us meditating on Krishna's pastimes, holy name and Krishna's devotees and land river Jamuna, and we should take two hours voluntarily sannyas. Just, you know, we should narrow it down to chanting the holy name. So your question was? No. Huh? Determination for chanting. Association of good advanced devotees who are determined like Prabhupada. He's determined. There is no room for anything else. Just Krishna. Determination. And utsah. We can have utsah, means enthusiasm. We should be enthusiastic to chant, to glorify, to hear. So, it comes from association. We should associate with advanced devotee, become friend with him, call him, at least once a week, if not every day. In my beginning stage, I was calling devotees every day, every other hour, always in constant touch with advanced devotees. Because they are enthusiastic, they can permeate, we can get enthusiasm from them. Very important. Any other question? Ananta Prabhu is very good here for associating with. You can call him and take his guidance and how to do what.